Next question is whether technology has influenced my work, and the answer is a very obvious yes. It's at the heart of pretty much everything that I do, but it's used as a tool. It doesn't necessarily drive my work, but it helps me do what I did before, but better. So, for example, the comments facility on the blog, email and other technologies make it easier for people to contact me with stories, for example, or with extra information, or to update something I've written. Delicious has been an absolutely central tool to everything that I do. It enables me to easily store thousands of pieces of information, reports, articles, documents, data, contacts and so on, and it allows me to easily access it, but also to easily pass it on to someone else. So if someone asks me, can you recommend, tools for using Skype, for example, then it's very easy for me to cobble together a web address where they'll find things that I've bookmarked on that subject. It also allows you to publish very easily, do link blogging. So Delicious has been absolutely fundamental. And related to that, RSS readers have been absolutely fundamental as well. So every morning I go through hundreds of articles from hundreds of feeds, and I will either bookmark some to come back to later, or if I need to, or I will read some and then bookmark it. I will tweet some I'll mark for blogging later, and so on and so forth. So, my whole daily practice, if you like, is based around a number of technological tools. I start the day looking at RSS feeds. I look at my people that I follow on Twitter. I bookmark things. I will then start writing about anything that is that I want to flesh out on that. I'll start researching that. I'll also be checking my emails and following up on any leads from that. And that's probably a good outline, really. The combination of RSS, Delicious, and Twitter is fundamental, probably, to what comes next. And then you've got the other technologies, like mobile technologies, the fact that I'm recording this on AudioBoo. AudioBoo and video streaming and various tools like that can be very useful. Apart from anything else, the access to video and to audio has introduced different choices into journalism, I guess. And so, if there is something newsworthy or something of interest that I want to cover, then it may be that I do that through audio, it may be that I do that through video, it may be that I do that live, or that I do it afterwards. So there are lots of different options now open from that media, and not just the media itself, but how you do it. So you might be doing it on the spot because of mobile technology. So that probably sums up how technology has changed my journalism.